What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Yo, what's up, kids? Thank you so much for supporting the show. Thank you very much. The Turnbuckle Throwbacks, really appreciate that. But there's more ways you could support us and help us out. Go to iTunes, go to Stitcher, leave a review. The more reviews we get, the better we get as a crew. More listeners means more fun, means more stuff to do, right? Simple as that. Go to rantemradio.com, go to shiningwizardsnetwork.com, and go to turnbucklethrowbacks.com and get all of our other content, back content, other shows that we support. It's all there. Go get it. It's all for you. You want to buy a t-shirt? Please buy a t-shirt. It supports us. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/turnbuckle throwback and get one of four designs. You won't be disappointed. They're pretty fresh to death. More importantly, thank you so much for supporting Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We appreciate it. We love you all. Peace out.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm going to end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast!
Woo! Yeah!
One place where news, opinions, and entertainment.
Give me the green light, cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time. What you waiting for? You only got one life, and we gon' live it up. So give me the green light, cause I'm ready to go.
To make it ooh, I hear you scream, and I practice what I preach, if you know what I mean. I'm about that, mommy. Yeah, I got the key, and I'ma lock that, mommy. Yeah, we can roll, and I'ma rock that, mommy. I do what I say and say what I mean. Now let me jump in between. I'm getting loose in this thing.
It's probably the only time I only play fucking Pitbull on this show.
Oh, come on.
I saw you nodding your head.
It's actually not that bad. I'm getting into it.
Are you?
Not really. Hello, everyone.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a very special edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks from the Chop Shop, as Double A put it.
Yes.
So, we're live now. We're on the Rant, rantemradio.com.
We are live, my friends.
If I'm sounding a little different, I left my other mic at home because I didn't feel like disconnecting it. I have so much shit on Choppy's table. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, he has a pink mic today.
Ooh, it's pink.
It's pink.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Fresco.
Hello, Fresco. Anyway. So we're live. We're going to be doing a bunch of stuff today. We're here till 6 o'clock. Thanks, shout out to Will Morgan and the crew for holding it down for us before.
Yes.
Good stuff. No really format today. We're going to talk a little bit about our favorite WrestleMania matches, and then we're going to get into predictions. We got Rob from Thumbstick Ninjas in the house. Rage is here. Elaine's here. We'll have the Unsilent Majority here later. Mega Powers is on his way to receive his award.
Yeah, man. It's going to be a great day.
This fucking guy. And we got some fresh T-shirts from the Takeover Club.
Oh,
thank you,
God.
Robin Lane.
Robin Lane, thank you so much, guys.
I feel like $1 million right now.
Dude, you look like an actual Impact player now.
Our names are on the sleeves. Ooh, we feel important.
Fresh.
So, you know, when you know, it's like those ball league softball teams.
Yes.
Now we're official.
It's really, these are really cool. Really,
yeah, no, really cool. Thank you very much. And our brothers take care of us. It's amazing.
Yes.
Really. So now my kids in the other room with the Domingos playing PlayStation 4.
What, are they playing the 2K17?
I think they are. I hope they are.
Yeah.
The kid's been, he created all of you guys.
Yeah, I know. I was, when I saw my creation, I was like, holy shit, that does look like me.
Yeah, he made you a fucking disco dancer.
Yeah, seriously.
You're like a gay Disco Inferno.
That's okay.
It's all right. No,
I'm better than Disco Inferno, though.
Yeah, no, your skill set's way better. You had a match this morning from the house. I saw it. I was like, wow, Choppy's got some moves in the ring there.
Did he give me the Chart Buster as a finisher?
He give you a code break. I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm cool with that.
Yeah. He put a trucker cap on me. And
he's Scott Dawson's partner?
He put the Rant EM logo in the ring.
Okay.
He made a Rant EM ring.
That's awesome.
He made the Mega Slam Championship.
That I remember, yeah.
Yeah. And he made Mega Powers. He gave Mega Powers Randy Savage's one piece with the fringes
and
Mega Powers' face.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the stuff that you can do with video games is fucking amazing now, man.
It's remember great. When you were playing, you'd play WrestleMania 2000 or was it the other one, No Mercy?
Yeah, of course.
On the N64. And then to us, those are great creations right there, wrestler creations.
Oh, we got a call from Orlando.
Ooh.
Let's bring in the boss. What's up, boss?
Just want to give you guys a report. It is hot as balls in Orlando.
It's a nice 65 degrees here.
Nope. Yeah, it's a chilly 94 degrees, and we are currently en route to the Citrus Bowl because I refuse to call it Camping World Stadium. And
Nate, left on the Klum Parkway.
I have to turn left here. Jesus.
What about Daisy Mays,
man? These 20 directions or something else. Let me tell you. You see, I don't know. I'm trusting Tony C and his knowledge of traversing this neighborhood. Because I'm going in the backwoods of Orlando to get to this stadium quicker. But my goodness. Anyways, no, Nick German, if you're listening, I'm coming for you, and I'm going to kick your ass in the parking lot.
Nice.
Ooh, here we
go. That's what I want to hear.
That's beautiful.
I want to hear some ass kicking when Nick calls in.
Supposedly, he's already there.
Make Nick call in after you beat him up, boss.
By the way, you better retain that, man.
Yeah, man.
Oh, well, it'll be very easy to retain because it didn't leave the hotel.
Hey, what did you, I caught the last half hour of the Rant last night. Good job on you and Tony C.
Thank you.
My question, though, did you catch NXT at all?
Well, you know what? Me and Tony C's evening last night was very interesting.
Uh-oh.
I had NXT on the iPad, but our concern was primarily affixed to the television as we binge watch Power Rangers.
All right.
But I did watch parts of NXT. I did see bits and pieces here and there. I saw the end with Nakamura and Bobby Roode. I know that Drew McIntyre was there. Things like that. I know that there's a lot of news going around about who's around town. There's some jackass protesting in downtown with a megaphone.
Yeah, we saw that.
I saw bits and pieces of NXT. I'm excited now for this spectacle that's going to happen, and it's going to start in about an hour and a half time. But I'm pumped. I'm jacked. Oh. I made sure that I'm well hydrated.
Better.
Yeah,
everything,
man.
You know, 94 degrees is nothing to joke about.
Maybe hopefully you'll sit in a shaded spot.
What was that?
Maybe you'll sit in a shaded spot.
You know what? The size of that stage, I think I'll be shaded just nicely.
There you go. All right, so I'm assuming you'll check in from when you get there and stuff? And
I'll check in when I get there. Right now, like I said, I'm just driving. I'm headed over there. Probably be over there in the next 20, 25 minutes or so.
Beautiful.
And as soon as I get there, I'll put Nick German in an airplane spin.
There you go.
From the old 1-2. maybe a rake in the eyes, you know, or a thumb in the eyes, a la Roddy Piper.
Give him, yeah. give him the Benoit crossface. How about that?
I'm scared of heights. I ain't going to climb on anything. But he's wearing a Bret Hart shirt, so I yeah. could just, you know, drop him and then hit him with the sharpshooter. But it's Ooh. Not the sharpshooter to me. It would be the Scorpion Deathlock.
It'd be the Scorpion
Deathlock. Yes, Sting, Sting.
So yes, I'll definitely check in with you guys a little bit later on this afternoon.
All right, cool.
All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Safe travels, man. See you later. All right, that was Double A. And talking about Sting, right? Oh, no, I got my fucking thing turned down here. Sorry about the echo. We're in a nice big room in here.
Sting.
Anyway, you guys want to call in, it's 718-878-6394, 718-878-6394.
Let's talk about today's card, man. It's gonna be happening today.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a little while. Yeah. Let me just put the phone number in the chat room for people who are listening. We got a lot of people checking in and out. Chat room is hopping. Thank you very much. 6394. And the crowd is crazy in the other room. Ray just got here. So... darkness is in the house. Darkness is spreading. Yeah. So, well, I got to tell you, man, I'm excited.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to retract what I had said before about a couple of weeks ago, how I wasn't really too amped up for WrestleMania, but I'm actually really excited now.
Are you excited because everybody's here and we're bugging out? Or?
Everyone's here. Everyone's safe. We're going to eat. We're going to have fun. And I think the card is going to be good. Since the day came today, like, I'm really excited for it.
I said this 2 years ago where I said, when I told you this too, that the card on paper wasn't as good, but it's going to deliver, hopefully.
I think so.
And I think it's going to do the same thing tonight. It's the sports, it's our Super Bowl. So
it is.
It's going to be a happening. The stage setup is ginormous.
Dude, did you see that? Oh, my God. They went all out for that stage.
Yeah, everybody and their mother had a wrestling match this weekend. Like, everybody who was anybody had a... Evolve,
ROH.
ROH Progress, I think.
WrestlePro.
WrestlePro. RevPro, I think, was down there.
Yep.
Chikara, I believe, was down there.
And then you had WrestleCon as well. I mean,
and it had a WrestleCon supercard.
Yeah, dude, it was great, man.
Yeah. So, you know, and it had a big convention. Everybody was bugging out and having a good time.
Yeah.
One year I'll make it down to one of these. We gotta be a part of that.
Me and you have to go down there eventually and do a show down there.
Yeah, New Orleans is next year. I don't know about that. We'll see how money is, but either way though, man, for us here, we had Durant stuff going on. We had the Hall of Fame coverage. And we have all day programming today since this morning, so that's cool. We got Nick German down there. Some of the Wizards down there. I reached out to them, but Guff, but they returned a fucking phone call. So hopefully Eddie and Kevin are listening. They can call in. Axel Foley is in the building. What up, Axel?
Hopefully Roman main events. Yeah, he is supposed to.
He's supposed to. We'll get into that in a little while.
Yeah.
Because, again, we're going to be here till 6 o'clock, so we have a lot of time. And a lot of crap going on. So if you guys want to call in, you want to talk shop with us, talk about anything you want to, wrestling-wise, WrestleMania-wise, what was your favorite WrestleMania? What was some of your favorite WrestleMania matches? We'll get into that in a little while. I didn't get Super Card of Honor yet. I didn't get it.
I definitely have to watch that because I heard it was really good.
Yeah, I do want to get it. I'll probably get it tonight or tomorrow.
Okay.
But
by the way, you're so lucky you're off tomorrow from work because I wish I was off.
I put in for it every year. I go to opening day, so normally opening day is the day after WrestleMania.
Are you going to go?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
My neighbor invited me.
Good for you. You're going to go to Citi Field?
I go to Citi Field, yeah.
Beautiful. Good for you, man.
See the Metropolitans, and I'll be home in time to do some laundry and to do Raw and get ready for the work week.
Yeah, I got to watch Monday Night Raw tomorrow night.
Raw's going to be good, man.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Raw's going to be really good. Sorry about the noise in the background. The family is bugging out.
I got my wifey there. We got a hammer out there. We got the Mandingos. We got, Rage is out there,
Rage
too.
Rage is out there, too.
They're having a good time playing 2K17 right now.
Shorty Rock is in the building.
Yes, D-Money's here.
D-Money, is that what we're calling her?
I'm going to call her D.
D-Money in the building. Don't get it twisted.
What do you think? We should talk about top WrestleManias?
Well, You could rank them. I mean,
well, I have a top five.
You have a top five manias in general?
Yes. I mean, there's been a lot of great ones.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, people.
Big Rob is in the building.
Mr. Rob Mandingo is in the house.
What's
hello.
Up?
Hello, my brother.
Rob, give me a check there.
Check one, check two, Mandingo.
Hold on. I got the...
They're all connected. Did you unmute it?
No, not at all. Hold on, Rob, do it again.
Check one, check two.
There you go.
Much better.
Okay. All right.
What's up, brothers?
What's up, my friend?
What's going on, man?
I got jobbed by Mikey.
What is it, squash?
No, it was a four fatal four-way ladder match, and we didn't know what to do.
Okay.
He's been working diligently on this this tournament. Did you see his homemade Rant EM radio ring?
Got the Sashimi Club shirt.
Nice.
Yeah, he put the Sashimi Club shirts on you and Aline. That's pretty awesome. Funny. The Bucks and Hardys had a great match last night, apparently. The Bucks of Youth retained.
Those spot monkeys.
Spot monkeys. The monkeys of spots.
The monkeys of spots.
Hardys are obsolete.
Yeah. What's that?
I don't know. No, he was just saying the Hardys are obsolete, I guess.
Yeah. Well, for now they are. I mean, they signed a short-term deal with ROH, so I'm assuming they're going to show up tonight or tomorrow on Raw. That's
I think they're showing up Monday. I don't know. It's either going to be Monday or Tuesday.
Either way, if they keep their gimmick,
oh my god, I think genius. I think that whole contract dispute with TNA is all bullshit. I think they're going to come in as the Broken Hardys.
You think so?
I think they're coming in as broke. If they come in as the regular Hardy Boys, it's not going to be cool, man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I just want to make sure Rob's mic worked.
I just have to talk.
Ooh. Yeah, that's all. I just want to make sure.
Ooh.
You soft spoken man, you.
Oh man.
Out of shape. Central Floridian sweat hogs.
Yeah, Double A just called in. He's on his way down. It's a bombing 93 degrees over there.
Oof. We have a
beautiful 65 degrees.
Yeah, comfortable 65 degrees.
Black t-shirts and it's okay.
It's all right. The kids are all right, as the Who would say.
Yes,
the kids are all right. But come on, man. This is the greatest age, the grandest age of them all, man.
WrestleMania Day.
This is it. This is our Super Bowl. You know what? Again, I agree. I get excited for the festivities, and I'm glad they make it. They make it like a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl has like the whole week.
Absolutely.
They do media week now. They do all the coverage now, and they start, you know, besides all the other wrestling feds being down there and stuff like that doing their thing, WWE starts it up. They go on all the media coverage. They do all the talk shows and the radio shows and stuff like that. It's a happening, man.
It is.
It's going to be a good draw. That place draws a dumb amount of people. It's where the Dolphins play, I believe.
How many people does that stadium
That place fit? Holds at least 80,000 people.
Okay, so it's almost like MetLife then. MetLife had more than that, though, right?
Yeah. Why is Rage yelling at? Is he yelling at my kid? I'll go out there and I'll kick him in
his
teeth.
What happens if it rains over there?
That's going to be an issue.
Well, we had an issue in April when we went 3 years ago to MetLife.
When we went to the WrestleMania 29, I do remember it being fucking cold as balls. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
It was terrible. So.
I can't believe I played Pitbull.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, that's the...
It's the theme.
I mean, Flowrider is going
to
be there, too.
They need to pick new music. They need to get some hard and heavy music for these.
Oh, remember at 29 when they had... What's his name? Living Color play Cult of Personality there?
That was pretty cool.
Oh, dude, I was so happy to be there for that.
All right, I'm sorry, I stand corrected. The Citrus Bowl, a.k.a. Camp World Stadium, holds 65,000 people.
That's not bad.
And the Dolphins don't play there. They play in Miami. I'm just all over the place today. But I know college team plays. They played there. Tony C, we know better. Tony C, if you're listening, call in. But,
if they draw 65,000, that'd be great. Or...
They could pack that.
They could probably do. Yeah, of course.
They could pack 65,000.
Keep in mind that also they have to put seats by the field as well. So that could be more than 65,000.
How many 100 yard field, Rob? How many more seats do they could fit on that field without compromising the stage?
I'd say
10,000.
Yeah, so maybe 75,000.
Yeah, maybe. That's not undoable, man.
No, dude, it's gonna be great. They're gonna draw a lot of people there. And you also got to keep in mind they're going to introduce all the Hall of Fame inductees on stage, which, you know, everyone was. Did you see hear the crowd reaction for Kurt Angle at the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
They popped.
You want to get into that for a minute?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I did like 45 minutes, maybe 42 minutes. I was exhausted on Friday night. I couldn't stay up.
Oh, man.
But shout out to Chunky Larry. I was supposed to jump on with the geeks, and I couldn't. I was falling asleep with the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I had no participation. I was like, oh, I'm going to bed. But, I thought Kurt Angle did well. I thought, like I said to you guys before, Jim Cornette did exactly what I wanted him to do.
Yeah.
He came correct. He didn't say anything stupid. He made some funny jokes, and then he put the Express over.
It was kind of surprising that to see him back with the WWE family, even if it was to induct the Rock and Roll Express.
But he recorded something with them, didn't he?
He did? Oh, yeah, he did a round table. The
Table for Three?
Table for Three. Oh, and wow. I believe it was him, Bischoff, and I forgot who's the third guy, but could you imagine him and Bischoff in the same room?
You know, Jim Cornette has done everything in this business. He's been a manager. He's been a performer. He's been a promoter. He's been an owner.
Yeah.
You know, the Smoky Mountain stuff was great.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
You know, and in the mid to late 90s, Smoky Mountain wrestling was really good.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just glad it went. The only thing I didn't like I said, was Beth Phoenix.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Who? Who?
Yeah.
Who?
And, you know, I said this the other night, too. I said that, you know, she's done a lot in the short time she was in, right?
Yeah.
But she put her husband over, and, like, they... And
stole the thunder.
Yeah, and yeah. Why would you do that, man? It's like, I don't understand why you would do something like that.
She just mentioned Adam, and then, like, camera pan. I'm like, oh, here it goes. Like, yeah. It was good of him to not stand up. He's like, okay, but this is your moment. You know, you should take it.
Right. Yeah, it was made no sense.
Oh, that guy, Chimmel. He
Tony Chimmel, yeah. Yeah.
The Rated R Superstar.
He did it, yeah. And they played his music, right, Chops? They played his music, and the crowd gets up, and the entire audience gets up to applaud him.
Yeah.
And he's sitting in a seat with a toddler.
That's what he should do.
Right, and I was like, they expected him to get up and do this thing. And
it's not going to happen.
No, he's got a freaking toddler on his lap.
It was about his wife. It wasn't about him, and that's what. And he understood that, so... Just stop. Leave the man alone. And he aged a lot in these last couple of years. Have you seen him?
Well, he keeps doing those shitty sci-fi shows.
Well, what is it, Haven or Shaven?
Shaven.
He's definitely didn't do a lot of shaving.
He's on the Vikings too, right?
Yeah, I heard that series is amazing. I have yet to watch it. I got to get into it.
I haven't seen it.
Watch whatever Choppy works on now.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. What are you working on now,
Mr. Robot?
Mr. Robot.
It's fucking awesome.
There you go. Ooh.
There you go.
Every time Choppy jumps ship to another set, we're going to just listen, watch his shows.
And then when I get off...
And say, hey, my boy put that couch there.
Whenever people ask me what I do for a living, I just tell them this. I pick things up and put them down.
That's basically what you do.
That's all I do.
It's pretty awesome.
And hang a picture here and there, and that's it.
There you go.
Right.
Oh.
Hang a picture. Move that modern art. It's made out of cardboard.
Ooh.
But, No, seriously, I enjoyed the Hall of Fame. The Rick Rude stuff was great.
I didn't see that. How did I go?
Let me tell you. His daughter's hot. Looks just like him.
Really?
Yeah.
Son is huge.
The son is like 6'8".
How old is that his oldest, the son?
I think the one who died was the oldest. I'm not sure.
Really?
I think so.
Because he was 19.
Sure. Maybe he was the youngest then.
Okay. Yeah.
But the oldest one was like, you know, and the wife was probably hot 10, 20 years ago. She's still cute in the face. Yeah. You know, but she, you tell she's aged. But the family was very humble. They were very accepting.
Oh, okay. He did the sweat hog quote.
He did the sweat hog quote, yep. So,
hi. Hey, wifey.
Hi.
So, I thought that it was classy the way they did it.
Of course.
It was classy.
That's good.
But, we got,
yes.
Excuse me, fellas.
No, go do your thing, man.
Of the house duties.
No, go do your thing, man.
What's happening?
Yo, is my kid giving you a hard time?
No, he's
I'll kick the shit out of him.
Look at Choppy.
I'll give him a shot in the chops.
I missed Teddy Long's spot. I skipped that, unfortunately, to go to see Kurt Angle because I was in a hurry.
Teddy Long?
I heard it was good.
Teddy Long was good because he came out and said that he's not going to spend a lot of time because of where he was. He was right before the headliner.
Yeah.
So he was like, I don't want to take too much of your time. Right. I know what time it is. And he thanked everybody he was supposed to thank. I thought Bradshaw and JBL did a really good job inducting him.
Oh.
they I didn't know that
it's Ron Simmons.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was JBL and Ron Simmons. I didn't know that Teddy Long was arrested during the Civil Rights Movement. He was around in Alabama when those two little girls died in the church. The big story that happened back then. He was in that area. He was a DJ. I didn't know that.
Cool.
I didn't know any of that stuff.
Nah, I gotta watch it.
Yeah, I knew how he got into business, which was cool. He became like, you know, he started driving the wrestlers around, then he started putting the ring together, and then he started doing some stuff, and you know. But I didn't know he was part of that whole thing with the civil rights thing. He was around for that. And I should say around. I should say in that area, which was a hotbed for civil rights activism movement, and as well as the violence, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But that was cool. Rock and Roll Express, like I said, man, they were fantastic. They were fantastic. They were great. I can't put Jim Cornette over enough. I hope he gets in next year with the Express.
Yeah. They're very humble, too, to each other. At the end, he thanked his tag partner. I'm like, yeah. Oh, man, I'm going to cry.
Yeah. You know what? When you're hanging out with somebody for 35 years.
Who does that?
Right.
Unless you're married.
Yeah, no. It's you might as well be.
Yeah.
Everything all right there, kid?
Let me know.
Nah, we'll be all right. I think it's cool in here. I was sweating when we first came in, but
I'm back.
The kid's not giving anybody a hard time.
No, the kid is great, man. I love your kid. Hammer's awesome.
Yeah, he's all right. Not all the time, but
well, you know what? It's WrestleMania. He's supposed to get excited. Let the kid be excited and have fun.
We're all kids.
We are
today.
We were all Rugrats at one point.
It's true.
So
it's true.
So what are you guys talking about?
I was just giving Rob the lowdown on Teddy Long. He missed Teddy Long. His
oh, yeah, yeah. How did that go?
It was good. It was short and sweet, man.
How was Ron and Bradshaw?
They were great. I was just telling Rob, I didn't know that Teddy Long was part of the civil rights activist movement in that area. And I also didn't know he was a DJ in that time.
Gotcha.
I didn't know that stuff, so... But all in all, it was a good ceremony. I think it's bad. I like the whole red carpet thing they do now, which I missed because I was out with the family for dinner.
Who's doing that? It was Kathy Kelly.
Who's that hot little?
The hot
oh, that's Kathy Kelly. That's the one who used to do the SmackDown.
The little brunette.
Yeah, she's young. She's adorable. She's a 20. So she's really nice too.
Yeah,
she's
adorable.
I saw her at the Sam Roberts show.
She used to do something on YouTube with I think Talk TV.
Who's here?
Mr. Mega Powers. I hope he comes in. We got a mic for him?
Yeah, we got plenty of mics.
Oh, sweet. So, she's really nice. And they seem to like her a lot because they hired her. So, there you go.
She could be on TV more. She's just on the web, WWE show.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think she'd be an announcer.
Like a Renee Young kind of deal? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Double A said the attendance is supposed to be 72,000.
Oh, perfect. See, you called it.
Expected.
Rob called it. Right there. Extra 10,000 seats on the field. Why not?
Yeah.
But who else? You know what really stood out to me was the crowd when John Cena came out and the crowd chanting, "Let's go, Miz."
Yeah, that was good.
That was...
Oh, and Cena came out to induct Kurt Angle?
That was great.
By the way, I have a question for you guys. Who do you think should have inducted Kurt Angle? Not John Cena, right?
No, I would have done like Stone Cold or...
I would have did Austin.
Yeah.
I think I would have done Stone Cold as well. I mean, if Benoit was still alive, I would have picked Benoit because they had an excellent feud in...
Shane McMahon could have put him in.
Shane had a great match at King of the Ring 2001. I mean, I didn't think John Cena should have been the guy. I mean, I think John Cena wrestled him in his debut match.
I know he traveled with Edge and Christian. They could have put him in.
Edge and Christian should have done it.
They were really cool.
Yeah, they were really good buddies.
Like, equivalent top guy to do it, and he was probably the only one there.
Maybe
Shawn Michaels, but...
Shawn should have done it, too.
Yeah. They kind of missed each other back in the day in the Attitude.
In the Attitude era, yeah, but I remember them going at it at WrestleMania 21. Which was a great match.
Okay, right.
But it doesn't matter. I mean, Kurt Angle was... It was all about Kurt anyways. It wasn't about the person inducting him.
Yeah,
so.
It was a short induction by Cena.
Good.
Yeah.
But the crowd chanting, "Let's go, Miz," was fantastic. And the Miz was just like, "Really? You're going to chant my name? Okay."
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah, no, I was all right. I mean, again, I like it now. I think it's gotten so much better since it's in the last 10 years anyway.
I remember back in the '90s when the Hall of Fame ceremony was just basically a little catering hall,
little hotel room,
yeah, something like that. And now it's become even bigger than what it was before. And I think it's all about evolution. You know?
I'll say this again. I said it last year, and I said it during the pro show. They should have eventually a physical building. That would be cake. You know,
I would love to see that.
You can have it either near Titan Towers, you can have it down in Florida.
I would have it in Connecticut.
Cooperstown type. Yeah, you can have it in a performance center. You can have it, you know, you can have it basically any of those places. It should be in Connecticut.
I agree.
If you think about it, you know.
But
so
I mean, if you from here to the Titan Towers in Connecticut, it's really not that far.
Yeah.
It's really like, I would say an hour and a half, if that.
From here?
Yeah, it's really not that far.
In Grenada? No, from here it's an hour and a half. From the other boroughs, probably like an hour.
Yeah, it's really not that far.
Yeah.
So I think they should do a physical Hall of Fame in that area, which would be really, really cool.
Yep. You guys want to call in, it's 718-878-6394, and Skype is all one word, Throwbacks and Awfulness. So... Anyway, so yeah, man. I mean, all in all, the weekend's been really good, man. I'm getting a lot of feedback from down there. That the Evolve card was great, apparently. And
one of my friends from the film industry, he went down to WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, did he?
And he was at the show where Sandman poured a beer in his mouth. Sandman was there. I forgot what show it was, but Sandman. It was an indie show that he was at.
A friend of the show, Joey Janela, was down there doing his thing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff going on, man. It's a happening. And we'll wrap it up today, which is cool, until 6 o'clock. We got another 2 hours to kill. So we will, let me see.
Oh, Pastor's in the room.
His Pastor is the recipient of the first ever TSP award.
Yes. Congratulations, my friend.
I got to be honest, Pastor, if you want to call in, please call in.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, dude.
If not, you know, just to let you know that you are one of my favorite people that since I joined the network, and it's well deserved.
Oh yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen,
look who's here.
Oh my god.
Tag in.
Uh-oh, you got another microphone?
Oh, we do. Okay.
Oh yeah, we do.
We need another chair.
We need a chair though.
We need another chair for the Mega Powers.
Yes, please.
All right.
We got a mic for
Just pass it down there.
Rob's going to get a chair.
Oh, Rob's going to get a chair, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us, the former co-host, Turnbuckle Throwbacks, my brother from another mother, Dave Mega Powers.
What's good, guys?
Hello, my friend.
What's up, brother?
Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer.
The Hall of Famer, that's right.
Yes, we'll do that right before we head off. We'll give you a presentation. We'll talk about Pastor Sadell's award right now. He won the TSP award.
Yes.
So we want to thank Pastor for his contribution to all the shows. And to all the kind words and the inbox messages and just basically being a good friggin' person, man. We need that balance because we're a bunch of hooligans. Animals. So you need a man of the cloth to keep us in line.
A man of the cloth.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
And Pastor's an OG, man. He knows the deal. Like he knows that we all act a fool once in a while.
Oh yeah,
Robbie, there. Can you get a
testo?
Can you? Yeah, come in, darkness. I don't have any other mics. You have to share a microphone. I'm not plugging in on my microphone.
You might have to get a chair. I don't know if you can share a chair.
No, but he's got a chair.
I thought he was going to share a chair.
He's got a chair. So you drew. Oh, you drew on yourself. Look at you.
Yeah. He ghettofied his shirt.
Yeah.
Some highlighters, some markers.
What's going on, Rage?
Howdy.
What's going? What's up? What's good? What's good in the hood?
The same old shit. Nothing new. Just here to witness some inductions.
Wait, I have a question. Was that shirt normally brown, or was it just brown from you rolling around in the subway? Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. Just making sure. He made a Rant EM Hall of Fame T-shirt.
Yeah, the idea came from Terrell Owens when he was snubbed from the Hall of Fame.
Well,
nobody's snubbing you.
I think, you know, like even in football, sometimes only one guy gets in. You know, please. Sometimes only one guy gets in. Maybe next year you'll get in.
I know the deal. That's fine. It's just, you know, I just when someone says I don't contribute and I don't give anything, you know, you can look at the back.
Oh, you're just opening up another can of worms.
You can look at the back of the T-shirt and you can see what I did, you know.
Wow. He wrote all his accomplishments.
Did you write your loss to the Mega Powers on there?
Is that on there? No. I spelled winner wrong.
It's called Weiner?
No, Wiener.
Wiener.
I
didn't
spell winner wrong. I didn't spell winner wrong.
W-I-E-N-E.
It's two. I put two N's.
Well, Dave, before we make the presentation of your award and all that, I have to induct you, obviously. But just how did you feel when you got the call that you were getting into their first ever Hall of Fame?
Well, it's an honor to be the first one, especially the Andre the Giant, I guess.
Yeah, you know, Andre the Giant, you're Randy M. Hall. That's awesome.
So yes. it wasn't something I was expecting, but hey, you know, it's a big fucking deal. Even though this isn't like a WWE Hall of Fame, but being honored amongst your peers is a big deal.
Well, you came on with me. We came on to the Rand almost 3 years ago. I think, we just hit the 3 year mark in March.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been fun ever since, with or without Dave, however. But Dave and I, you know, we put a ton of work into the show prior to us coming to the Rand. So I think the hard work that we put in rubbed off on his individual, you know, accomplishments. In terms of doing the whole thing on by the Intrepid and then calling out Rage accepting, the pizza, the atmosphere, the last minute snafu to get the fucking video up.
Yeah.
Us meeting Rob for the first time, which was great. I mean, personally not online. We knew Rob from the interwebs, but that all needed to happen to come late to now, so I think that's pretty cool. So, if you ask me. But if you're not asking me, fuck you, I'm giving you my opinion anyway. So I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
So, Dave, have you partaken in any of the weekend festivities? And did you watch any of the events yet or not?
Oh, yeah. I watched Hall of Fame this past Friday. That was phenomenal. Luckily, people weren't complaining too much about this year's Hall of Fame.
No, it was actually pretty good
this
year.
Yeah, this one was solid.
It wasn't terrible.
So, nobody had like any super long... inductions or anything like that. That's, you know, went overboard. Everyone was like super respectful. Like everybody appreciated being put into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say everyone was respectful. Shawn Michaels fell asleep through the thing.
It's his lazy eye. What are you talking about?
Lazy eye, man.
Yeah.
His lazy eye. Are you sure he was sleeping or was just lazy eye?
He was sleeping.
You think so?
Doug and I.
I saw the memes.
What is Doug and I?
I watched TakeOver with Rob last night. That was incredible. You know, it's just, I don't know, it's just WrestleMania season. I'm excited.
Yeah, you see, that's the thing, man. The card can suck tonight. And it may well be, and it may
it
well
may
suck.
Know that. We don't know that.
No, we don't know that.
We don't know. It may suck. It may be great, but at least we have the camaraderie is
right.
All there, man. That's
and
all that matters to
and
me.
And 3 years ago, Dave and I, when Taker took the job, right, the entire room just looked at each other like in shock. Right?
Yeah.
And we talked about it that following week, and we were like, you know what? As bad as that was, I didn't care.
It's a WrestleMania
moment. It's a WrestleMania moment, man.
Exactly.
It's what it is. So, Rage, you want to say something?
I don't know why you stick the mic in my face.
Only if you want to talk, because we got to share a mic.
Oh, I'm good.
Maybe you just like it like this.
Ooh. Let's see. What's he having on? Wasted Youth.
What's with your markings on there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people like to talk about the meaning of their tattoos.
Let's break down the meaning of your handiwork.
Oh, yeah. His henna?
Do you really want to get into this?
His ghetto henna?
For
you can take a picture
see,
of
him? He took a marker and he wrote Wasted Youth and the number 13.
Isn't Wasted Youth an old punk band?
Yeah, from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure he doesn't know that.
No, he doesn't know that. No. An upside down cross, you fucking atheist.
With an arrow through it.
Uh oh!
Make sure to get all the spellings.
He's got the Marty Jannetty socks going on today.
Yeah.
You see Nick German suplex looking up Marty Jannetty.
Dude, did you see that? Yeah. Yo, his kid looked like more scared than
I hope. Double
I
A.
Heard Nick.
I hope Double A beats the shit out of him in the parking lot.
Guys, can I ask you what do you think about the United States title that Double A has? That's fucking sweet, dude. I like it.
Grown men carrying belts.
See, I feel the same
way. Hey, jerk off. Like, you wouldn't do the same thing?
I like
nope.
Yeah, you lying sack of shit. Get out of here.
You know you have a diva belt.
No,
He's got the Divas title.
I carried belts when I was five.
Ooh. They did have belts when he was five.
I mean,
yeah.
When he was five, I was what?
And now he's too big to wear belts.
Ring the bell. Oh, boy. Ring the bell.
That was great.
Ring the bell.
So, yeah, what's that, Reach? What's all about your calligraphy, man? What do you got over there?
Oh, my God.
It's hieroglyphics on his arm.
What's the heart?
We're not going to make this about me.
Of course we are. Why not?
We can. We have enough time to make it about you right now.
You're the man of the hour. Honestly. The man with the power. Too sweet to be sour. Come on.
Okay. Well, lucky number 13 for me.
That's your number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nickname Blackachu.
Blackachu.
Who gave me that nickname?
I did.
It doesn't count if you give yourself the nickname. Nobody's calling you that name, is there?
Who called you Dave? Who called you Powers?
What? Mega Powers was given to a friend of mine by the name of Kirk.
Why are you kissing the mic?
And then it carried on to everyone in
the
room.
To the wizards, yeah.
It's just the tips.
I didn't even know Dave had a first name until I met him.
Yeah.
They always referred to him as Mega Powers. My kid didn't know his first name for a year. Called the Mega Powers.
I was conceived during an episode of Saturday Night's Main Event.
Oh, man.
I have a blue Thunderbolt.
It wasn't just a handshake going on.
A blue Thunderbolt. I'm listening. Go ahead.
I have a blue Thunderbolt.
What's that?
To match your socks?
A broken heart?
Catfish?
Catfish
no.
Hunter?
No.
This isn't
funny story about
grumpy old.
Her, but no. Funny story about her, but no.
Fuck her.
Fuck it.
Put that cigarette out.
That's
about it, really. That's about it.
What about, do you have the one virgin tattooed on you?
The what?
Virgin.
Yeah,
I'm not a virgin. I'm not a virgin.
Hold on a minute.
Hold on.
Virgin. Virgin.
Fuck it.
I don't know where
Fuck
you get
it.
Your information from.
Put that cigarette out.
It's okay.
Spear checker.
Yeah.
No. That's racist.
Yeah, we know. Anyway,
are you offended? Rage?
That's probably the least racist
thing
we've done on the
shirt,
show.
This protest shirt will be worn by me every damn Mania until I get into the fucking Hall of Fame.
Oh, here we go.
So you'll wear it once again, that's it?
Forever. Yes.
That's an awful color, by the way.
Yeah.
It's the same color as the Football Hall of Fame jacket.
Is that it mustard,
yes,
I
it
guess?
Is.
Like mustard, yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty ingenious, actually.
Thank you.
All right, I'll give you that. That's about all I'll give you.
Yeah. Just the color of the shirt?
Yeah, pretty much.
You see what I mean?
No, I'm giving you man. Come on now.
That should be the color for the Patriots, mustard.
Be more of a better reaction to this genius idea of mine, but no.
Well,
no,
once really. Once Rob posts the pictures, I'm sure you get a lot of nice feedback.
You still get a like or two.
I'll like it.
Yeah, Rob actually is the first one that liked it. Huh?
Hey, Mega Powers, how'd you
constant,
like that picture of me
see,
in
the constant
Philly?
Disrespect I'm being
that
shown.
Was at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yes,
right?
It was.
Oh God,
the constant disrespect.
I got a treat for you guys tonight.
Ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
I get snubbed in the Hall of Fame.
Here we go. First off,
I cut this guy's mic off,
dude.
Don't
you
want to fight anymore? You still want to fight, right? You still want to compete? So why would you go into the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Ah.
I want to go into the Hall of Fame because I want my I want to be shown.
Why is your mic shaking? Why is your hand shaking?
He's very nervous.
I'm not nervous.
You
got to
get respect first.
I have gotten my respect. Have I not?
Well, you say you're trying to earn
it
by going to
the
Hall of Fame.
The fucking accomplishments that I have, and I haven't gotten any amount of respect. Are you kidding? This is the problem.
Today could have been a different day. We could have lived it down in glory.
Oh, dude, it would have been amazing. Yeah.
I'm not going to live it down in glory.
You could have been the Daniel Bryan of Rant EM Radio. You could have been that underdog, and you chose no.
Nope.
He chose to do a video in his boxer shorts.
Yeah, seriously. Was that boxers or your...
It's my boxers, and I apologize. You know what?
I saw a testicle hanging out of those boxers.
You know what? It's not my fault. You know what?
It's not your fault that the testicle came out of your boxers?
If you don't like the fact that you saw my sexy black balls, and fuck you. I don't care.
Virgin.
I'm pretty sure...
Virgin.
My balls are sexy.
Okay, terrific.
it just sounds like a bunch of haters.
Well, if it wasn't for the rest of you covering up your balls,
you
I'm sure
know?
They would have been on the screen,
we
but they weren't.
I should have let them on the screen. Now that everybody wanted to make a big deal out of my balls, I'll make sure next time.
Bro,
I'll
if
wave
you
them all
if you if
page.
You put your ball bag on the interwebs, I will blow your spot. I will blow your spot every chance I get. Every free moment on radio I get, I will blow your spot up.
You got to take away those Homer awards at Home Depot there, too.
You sound like a hater. Why are you hating?
Y'all do me a favor, not talk about your dirty balls in my son's room.
Dirty balls. Well,
dirty balls.
Son's room.
Okay, terrific.
If I were to know that, if I were to know that, I would have never brought it up.
Don't bring up your balls in my son's
Jesus! If I were to know that, I would have never did it, but I didn't know that this was your son's room. All
right, all right.
Jesus.
All right,
let's have some decor, people.
They brought it up.
Thank
you. Bring it up.
Wait, let's have some decor.
Hello, gorgeous.
No. Hello, gorgeous.
They brought up my. You know better. They brought up my
virgin.
So anyway.
All right.
You know
all right.
All right.
Anyway.
Oh, does that mean you're kicking me out?
Please.
Take Marcus with you too.
You're take Marcus.
Does that mean you're kicking me out?
No, I'm not. But we're doing a show right now.
Will you stop? Will you stop?
Huh? Who said that?
Gorilla Monsoon.
Gorilla Monsoon.
Tell him to suck it.
Ooh, hey now.
Ooh. You like this hat?
Sure,
you better like this hat. That's no lie.
Love Dusty.
You like this hat? You
Breeze,
better like this hat.
He's a G. That's a straight G right there.
Look at this. Look who's look another G just made in here.
Oh, little G,
the little bear.
This is a Bichon, right? The dog.
Oh man, this is the real pit bull right here.
Yeah, I know you want me. You know I want you.
Oh my god,
they gotta pick some more better music, man.
Well, yeah, hey, seriously.
What's wrong with Flo Rida?
What's wrong with Flo Rida?
Everything is wrong with Flo Rida.
Everything is wrong about Flo Rida.
See, this is the problem with you old folks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, the next thing you're going to tell me is that Drake is the greatest rapper alive. Please.
No, actually.
Well, hold on, Rage. What's wrong with us old people?
This is the problem with you old people.
Go. What's the problem? Why don't you tell us what the problem is?
You old people are just so stuck in your generation that you don't even want to let our generation in a little bit.
It's repetitious, man.
Not that
dude, it's not even original. It's the same fucking song every year.
Welcome to America. You didn't know that?
Why do I have to accept it for?
I know that everything sounds the same, but sometimes the same shit sounds good.
Does it really?
Yeah,
if you're in a club
and
you have $3-$4 drinks in you, then maybe, yeah, that's
Flo
fine.
Flo Rida is probably the best club rapper. He's better than Pitbull to me.
Oh, here we go. Listen, the only thing that's
I'm not calling Drake the best rapper ever because he's not even in my top 20.
You fucking millennials.
Oh, but you think Drake? What was that? You think Drake's good because of that little comment?
Hell, no, I don't. I listen to good music like Biggie or Pac or Alice in Chains
I'm
or
not
you know.
Go into Biggie because if I get into Biggie, me and Phil's going to probably try and punch me in the face.
No, I won't. I won't try. I'll just punch you in the face.
I have my opinions on Biggie, but I ain't gonna.
You can have your opinion. Listen, opinions like assholes, bro.
Everyone has one.
Everybody has one. Some of them stink.
Is forever. Is the GOAT.
See, he's not the first one to say that.
I have no qualms about that.
My brother says the same thing. My brother's also 27, so I can't, you know, again, it's...
There's nothing wrong with that. Pac is a great rapper,
Pac
too.
I'm number one, in my opinion.
I'm not a Pac guy at all.
Who's your guy, Nas?
Close number
my favorite
two.
Guy is Rakim, then Jay.
Okay.
But Jay, I mean, it's Rakim and Jay. It's a close one and two, and then Biggie, and then I have a list.
And there's nothing wrong with that. They're still better than what we have now.
Way better than what we have
now.
Of course
they are.
Way better than what we have now.
Pac is number one, then Eminem, and then...
No, wait. Eminem is...
Yeah, Eminem.
Wait.
Yeah.
I think Vanilla Ice is better than Eminem.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
Yeah,
joke.
I guess number three is, what is it, Snow with Informer?
Snow.
Number three is Kendrick Lamar.
Ooh. And he's not the first to say that. All the kids his age say the same thing, so I can't be mad at that.
Hey, Mark Henry Jr., what's your age?
22 is my age. 22 is my gauge.
Okay.
World's strongest son.
No, it's not a compliment. I look nothing like him.
Virgin.
I kind of find that a little racist now.
Why?
Because you're calling me fat and black.
Would you rather me call you Kurt Angle Jr.? Because it doesn't
make Olympian.
Yeah, I would rather you call me a black Kurt Angle. Thank you.
Ooh. Or maybe a CM Punk Jr.
Yes, you're ready to call me that too. Please.
No, it's okay. No, I won't do that.
Nah.
Why?
No.
What? Not even in his league.
You're not. You can't even do a proper pipe bomb, and you
yes,
want to.
Yes, I can.
Here we go. That video that you did when your boxer shorts does not count as a
yes,
pipe bomb.
Yes, it was.
Oh my god. Oh boy. Here we go.
Can we cut his mic?
I'll do many pipe bombs on my new podcast.
Yeah, they're called farts. Yeah.
Self-conversation from a dark mind coming soon. Cheap plug.
Oh, no.
Oh he's man. Plugging. Name. He's plugging the podcast? He's plugging the podcast? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, yes, I am.
Plugging
podcast.
Thumbstick Ninjas.
Yeah, there we go. There it is.
I'm not on the network. That's why I'm plugging.
We are off the network.
Yeah.
I'm off the network. That's why I'm plugging. You're on the network. What do you mean you're off?
He's off the network.
Numbchick Ninjas are no longer part of Rant DM.
When was this?
Not too long ago.
Shady dealings. Didn't renew my subscription.
Yeah.
Well, this is news.
No hard feelings. We still support.
Yeah.
They're still family.
Hey, man. Things change. Just like those titles last night.
Those titles are nice, dude.
Did you like them, Dave?
But
it all seemed to
I liked them when they were they did look the same to me, but I liked them when they were originally the X Division titles. So.
they look fine. I just don't like that they all look the same.
You know what it is though?
And seriously, did they really need to change every title all because Brad Maddox jizzed on the women's title? Come on.
Do we even know that Brad Maddox jizzed all over that? Come on. We don't know that.
You know, come on, that's Brad Maddox.
No. Yes, okay.
Are we still on this?
Nah. He's the one who brought it up, so.
I've seen everything.
Oh, so you've seen it.
First of all, he missed. He missed because I put the load to the face to the fucking
championship.
He missed.
You want
to
watch the video? Because I've got it on my phone.
Oh, you downloaded and saved it? Ooh. Yes.
I downloaded every video and picture.
You
and saved
sick
it.
Freak!
What do you? You thought I was? You thought I wouldn't?
Come you know on. Where he got that fucking video from?
I got it from a Negro.
The Fappening 2.0. When it started, that was the greatest day of my life.
The
man.
Fappening. He must have, dude. All his curtains
and then
are, in his room are crusted.
What
out,
is the Fappening? What
and
is that?
Caitlyn shit came out, and Eva Marie shit came out. Oh my god, Caitlyn's.
What is the Fappening? Can somebody tell me what that is?
Leaks of celebrity nudes.
Really?
Yes.
Legions of nerds.
Only
like
this time it was
off
nothing
all at the
but
same time.
And the curtains in his room are all crusty now.
Yeah.
Did you beat off to that?
Beat off. He fucking plastered his walls with it.
Whoa, I didn't plaster my walls, but between dudes, you thought I wouldn't?
Spank Bang 2.0 over here.
It's Caitlyn for crying out loud. Have you seen Caitlyn?
Yeah, I saw Caitlyn.
Celeste Bonin. Okay. Celeste Bonin, something like that. I don't
know, well, you weren't watching wrestling.
She was around in, never mind. She was around in what, 2013, 14?
Yeah, she should get in the Hall of Fame.
Nora.
Yeah.
Cool. Molly Holly? Absolutely.
Yeah, Molly Holly. She was on Kurt Cobain's show a couple months ago.
Beth Phoenix gave her some decent mic time.
Yeah, Beth Phoenix gave everybody fucking mic time, except herself.
Even though she didn't deserve to go in.
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I had this conversation with Tank every year. That person doesn't deserve to get in. I'm like, everybody's going to get in. It's not a thing where sports writers are voting for you. Everybody's going to get in. It's just a matter of when.
Ooh, Tony C's calling.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. What's
Black Hammer.
The Black Hammer.
I can't hear you.
Black Hammer, my man.
What's up, Philly Phil fellas?
What's up, family? What's going on?
What's Y'all got the human cure for what's that thing they say running rains is? Insomnia there?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yes.
Roman Rage.
What?
Roman Rage is in the building.
Yeah. High black person.
So as soon as you came on the air, the ratings dropped. People start switching radio signals.
You're going to believe everybody's spin of me now? Tony C, I thought we were cool.
Hey, man. you paint yourself in these like corners.
No, come on, Tony C. You know better than the blue.
You stole T.O.'s gimmick, so you walking around with your accomplishments.
What did he say?
You stole
T.O.'s gimmick.
I didn't steal it. I just made it better.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He actually used a jacket. From what I hear, he used a wife beater or something.
Oh, boy. Hold on. Tony C, hold on 1 second, all right? Let me see here. All right. Hold on a minute. 314, you're on the air.
Who are the young fellas bashing hip-hop?
What's up, Pastor?
Yeah, what's up, Pastor. How you doing,
what's
sir?
Going on, man?
What's up, fellas? Nothing much. Just hanging out. I should have said that. It's in the prior conversation, but I'm just waiting on WrestleMania, of course.
Oh, good, man. How's things?
All good. I'm humbled by the award still.
Yeah, man. It's a nice gesture, man. It's a nice gesture. Yeah. And well-deserved, man. You support everybody. You know, it's nice to get a rub once in a while, man. And you're good people, dude. You know, you can hold the conversation. You're an OG, man. So, I mean, for me anyway, it's a no-brainer. So I'm glad that you're around. I'm glad you support all the shows. And I appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Damn right.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you
he
all.
He tolerates pieces same, of shit like me. I appreciate Tony. I told
somebody today, I got my virtual family. It's just as important as my regular family around here. I cut virtual family. Then I cut Kirk Shaw today, and they all do why.
Well, you know, I think the support cast is important, man. The supporting crew is important with your everyday grind and the family and the job, and you know, without this, you know, I'm a little empty sometimes, you know. So I totally understand where you're coming from. So,
oh my God, this is all I do. Other than I have no outlet, if I'm making sense.
Other than
wrestling, though.
Well, when you get older,
I'm fine. And
you know this, as you get older, your circle of friends becomes a lot smaller, too, because you're a different person.
Oh, yeah.
So when you don't
especially
have...
what I do.
Well, yeah, especially what you do. So
some of them had to go.
Yeah, some of them had to go. It just you know, you had to eliminate some of the nonsense. And it's okay. Yeah, exactly. It's let them do their thing, but now you're doing your thing, and now you're like, oh, now you're looking around. People aren't there anymore because they're not on the same boat as you, so... I totally get it.
You know what? A lot of that is the other way around. You would think it would be me cutting them, but some of them will cut me because for the assumption they think I'm, I don't know how to word that, I'm too good, just for lack of a better phrase.
Yeah, no.
I'm the same guy. I just do a lot less, you know?
Right. You do a lot less with a lot more, you know?
Yeah, I just do a little bit more with a lot less now. I'm not.
Exactly.
Not really. I couldn't judge anybody. Look who I hang around with. You know, so I can't really.
Dude, I ain't knocking. I'm not knocking. Yeah.
A minute. I am not a sycophant or of the lower armpit of life. You know, at least not right now. That's not here no more. You're a Hall of Famer. Congratulations on that too, as well.
Thank you.
At least you didn't put all your accomplishments on your robe today and walk in service like some people. You know that.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He didn't have any rant garb at the altar today.
Exactly.
No, pastor. Kid. He didn't wear any gear to church today when he gave a sermon. He was like, I tried.
I did last year.
Dave didn't walk in here with no robe and crown either. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I left out last year. I didn't this year because I did something last year without thinking. I did the Austin 316 shirt and I forgot where I was at. It wasn't as bad on it, but the fact that it was 316 anything, of course, you know where it came from.
Absolutely.
The kids said, you didn't put that one on, so I forgot. I will.
But at least you didn't put on the back of your like pastoral robe like 5 million baptized, 3 million exercise, anything like that, like some people.
Yeah, you're not putting notches in your robe.
Exactly.
You're not putting notches in the old collar either, you know?
Exactly. $5 million collected in the offering, you know,
crazy
that
shit.
Type of thing.
That's crazy shit.
Yeah, that might look a little bad, yes.
And Pastor, I love the fact that the award is named after our fallen brothers. I think it's fitting. You know what I'm saying? Because they were just as big of supporters as you are. So that's pretty cool.
That comes with what I do. When I live my support or something, I go all in.
That's it.
The opposite. When I'm out. If I'm out, I'm out. If I'm an enemy, I don't do anything halfway.
Well, congratulations, sir.
Because a lot of times that's your reputation. That's all I got is my word. It took everything else.
Yeah, well,
I got it in my word.
I hear that, man. I'm in that boat too. But anyway, congratulations, my friend. Well deserved.
No problem, brother. gonna head back to the chat. I love you all. Yeah.
Just, you know, do your thing, man. We love you to death. Thank you so much for supporting us, like I said before. And
it's all good. I'll holler at y'all later.
Yeah, man. Do that and enjoy Mania tonight.
From one Christian, mention, no, from one atheist to a Christian, I love you. I love you, Sid.
Hold on a minute. Pastor, what was that? Because Rage was talking over you. I didn't hear you.
I'm talking to anyway. If you ever mention Eminem again in the same breath.
If you mention Eminem in the same breath as any other ones.
I'm going to delete you faster.
He's going to delete you. He's going to delete you faster than Matt Hardy.
What, Sid? That's what I mean. You sound like a real hater right about now, Sid.
No, he's not a hater, man.
I'm old school, baby.
He's old school, man.
Too old school.
Oh,
whoa.
Hey. See, Pastor, this is why we can't have nice things, man. We can't have nice things.
I love you, Sid.
Right.
With this fool. All right, Pastor. Enjoy Mania. Enjoy Mania. All
right, fellas.
We'll catch you later.
All right, bro.
Past Sidell. Anyway, Tony, how'd you enjoy your little show with Double A last night?
Hey, man, it was awesome to be in studio, be it that it was a hotel studio nonetheless. It was fun times, man, fun times. When me and him get together, it's like, you know.
No Waffle House? Waffle House last night?
Oh, we... He went to the Waffle House yesterday morning.
Dude, that was covered.
He left me out. He left me out of the Waffle House experience. But, you know, it's like when any Rant EM personalities get together. You know, it's going to be a good time.
It's always a good time when we get together, you absolutely.
Know. Except absolutely. For some people.
Except for some people, yeah. We won't mention those names.
Yeah.
We won't.
Ooh. Man, rage. So you guys got it going over there. I heard White Lightning's in the building.
White Lightning is in the building. The champ is here. The champ is here, as Jada would say. The champ is
here. Get this guy out of the room right now.
Boo.
Don't worry. Hayden to get you nowhere, Raidzilla.
Should we give Dave his award now, or should we wait till before we get off?
I think we should get it.
Award, you got this guy.
Rob, you want to get that?
Yeah, let's get the award.
It's in there where I was sitting before. Yeah.
Oh,
Tony C, would you mind hanging out with us on the line while we?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course, all right. This is White Lightning's time, all right. Man.
All right. So, jeez. Anyway. Sorry. Anyway. So.
Why is Ray? Why is going all out for this guy? Because
I deserve it.
We don't. Why is the world's strongest Rage jealous?
Why is it? Because he doesn't deserve it. I
what
deserve it.
What have you done? What have you contributed?
I should be the first one.
Malarkey, shenanigans, tomfoolery, buffoonery.
Oh, shit.
What else?
Oh, for what? Well,
what?
Well,
I'm trying to figure out what your contribution is. That's Hall of Fame worthy. Please.
Well, let's. He's gonna leave the room. He's gonna leave. He's leaving the room after Rob walks in. All right, you fucking savage. All right. Anyway,
he's a hater.
Anyway, so I've known Dave almost 5 years. Dave was my first quote unquote partner because I did the first 20-something shows by myself, and he contributed a bunch. Added amazing content. We made a bunch of friends along the way, and we had a bunch of fun. And everybody that was involved with us, with the Rant, Shining Wizards Network, even Geek Life for a minute. It's been a fun ride. And Dave is one of my closest friends now, and I can consider him a peer and a friend and a brother. And I think we just lost Tony C.
Oh, we did.
Ugh. But either way. It is my honor and my privilege to induct my brother, David Mega Powers, to the Rant EM Radio Hall of Fame. The first inductee to the Rant EM Radio Hall of Fame. Let's hold that up there.
Yeah.
Enjoy your dollar store frame.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah, so...
Congrats.
So, yeah, man, we... hold on a second. Hold on a minute. Let me see.
We got to have the black hammer on while I'm on.
Yeah, hold on a minute. I don't know why we can't get him on. So hold on a minute. Let me see if I can get him back on here. Dun, dun, dun. Skype. So anyway. So yeah, man. So thank you very much for your con. Tony C, you there?
We had a brief view of the man himself, and then he disappeared into
that's
fine
why.
Mist.
Anyway, so Dave, congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you, guys.
You know, whatever the motive was, incoming call, whatever the motive was that set the tone for you to get this procedure. You know, I don't know why he keeps getting cut off, but Tony C, I don't know what's up, man. Call back in. Let's see. Let's try this again. Here we go. Tony C, you there?
We go.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All right. So we presented Dave with the certificate of appreciation to the Rant EM Radio Hall of Fame. The first recipient. The very first recipient. So, Tony, how you feeling right now?
Well, you know, I just want to say I give kudos to Mega Powers and Phil, you know, bringing all you guys in on this fantabulous ride we call Rant EM Radio. And, you know, my Mega Powers, one of my favorite moments is when we had behind the scenes everybody thinking we really hated each other. We had our Hall of Fame worthy angle going. And
yeah, man, do you think? Keep talking.
Okay, can you guys hear me now?
Yeah, absolutely. Keep on talking, my friend.
Okay. Oh, and I was saying, me and Mega Piles actually almost took down two networks or two factions. And we got people in a little hot water, but we all knew, me and him knew. It was all a work. Phil knew it was a work. But it let me know the powers of Dave Mega Powers that he has over so many people. And he's a Hall of Fame worthy, man. He came, he's conquered internet radio, he left, and now he's like the Rock of this network. He comes in, you know, does his thing, you know, and he leaves. And, you know, he helped bring people to know who Tony C was. So, Mega Powers, you know, take a bow. You didn't rewrite the alma mater like Mrs. Powers or lean on me, but you're in the Hall of Fame nonetheless. So, buddy, somebody going to have a drink on you tonight or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Very
and hopefully,
nice.
Thank you, Black Hammer.
You know, you deserve it more than some people who bitch and moan and complain. I haven't done anything. Your contributions are well recognized, my friend. And hopefully one day down the road, you know, I'll be able to join you. No time soon, though, because I ain't retiring from Jack right now. I'm sitting up here with a hole in my foot. Still on the air, so you guys make it worth it. So, to the Mega Powers and Hall of Fame, you know, kudos, dude.
Thank you, sir.
And next time you get inducted, I want to induct you, okay?
Definitely.
You got to come out of retirement.
20 year anniversary or something.
Mega Powers.
Phil got it this time.
I'm sorry. Mega Powers, do you have anything to say?
Yeah, I'll do a brief thank you speech because we all know how these things can go.
That's okay.
Go a bit long.
They can go a little long.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Thank you, mama.
But,
you know, thank you, mama's mama.
It's been an awesome ride being with Rant EM Radio with Phil with the Turnbuckle Throwback, Shining Wizards. It wasn't really like a thing that I was expecting to do, but, you know, fate steps in and makes things work it out. So, here comes Phil with his ice cold soda. But yeah, man, it's been crazy. I was actually telling Rob last night, you know, when Phil and I first met in person, it was at a PWS show. One of the matches on hand was the Rock and Roll Express against the Briscoe Brothers.
That's right.
And the R&Rs tore the fucking roof off the place.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, just from the start, you know, we were, you know,
good vibe.
we already had the same same frame of mind. You know, being friends with the Wizards, you know, just made that bond even tighter. And you know, putting together the Turnbuckle Throwbacks was, you know, just a blast. You know, just, you know, I just love talking old school. That's why I would always give everyone shit for whining and complaining about the new stuff, because that's just what's going to happen. So why waste your time moaning and groaning when there's all this great wrestling that's happened over the years, you know, that, you know, not only just deserves its due, but, you know, should be talked about and, you know, dissected and looked into about, you know, why it was so great.
And every show that we're a part of makes old school references. Double A opens up with a promo sometimes, you know. Other shows that we know, now the Wizards are doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Imitation is the best form of flattery.
Absolutely. You know. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if people were listening in to Phil and I and just saying, hey, you know, maybe we should, you know, not bitch and moan all the time and, you know, just, you know, take some time to talk about the stuff that we love.
And appreciate why you're doing this, man.
Exactly.
There's a reason why we're all sitting around every week talking about wrestling.
Yeah,
it's not because of Roman Reigns, I can tell you that.
No.
I'm sure I ain't.
It's something for the love of the sport.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this subculture that we're a part of, you know, most of it's ugly. And when I don't mean, you know what I'm talking about. Hey. Going to shows and seeing these people and the way they the audience now treats the talent and the way the interwebs is being like, you know, between the interweb, you know, bullies and the social justice warriors and the whole nine yards. There's an ugly side to it. I'll never give in to that. I'll never give in to that. There's a different part of me that appreciates what came before me and what's coming now and what's coming after me. Whether it's bad or good, most of it's bad. We know that. You know, there are shows that spend 2 hours on shitting on the product. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah,
now, I mean, and that's fine. I mean, that's your opinion. You have your right. That's fine. And you want to waste time with that. That's fine. I won't. You know, Dave and I were pulling stuff 30 and 40 years ago. You and I pulled stuff 30, 40 years ago. Scott and I did 30, 40 years ago. Just pulling stuff out. And, you know, making it fun again. Making WrestleMania 3 fun again. Yes. You know? Making the 20th anniversary of Hogan's turn.
Yep.
Fun again.
Yeah.
You know? Making the Attitude Era fun again. You know? So, I mean, it's a credit to what we do and a credit to our love for the game, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty much it.
Yeah. You know? And, you know, having fun, you know, talking about this kind of stuff. And also, you know, Tony C mentioned we, you know, I also honored that I was able to have some, like, great moments with you guys. Like, for instance, like Tony C mentioned, you know, our little feud that was going on. And I like doing shit like that. I like hanging out with people that know how to joke around and know how to take a joke. Unlike the Joker that was in here not too long ago.
dude's a clown.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you know, I also want to do stuff like that to, you know, cross promote, because I know that there's people listening to Phil and I that may not be listening to the rant, that may not be listening to the Wizards.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not include, you know, all the people that we love, you know, whether it's like a fake feud or what. You know, just to have fun and also get other people like tuning in to the other shows too. So, you know, a lot of this stuff is just like done, you know, to have fun, to include the people that we like and, you know, just create some memories. You know, if it weren't for, you know, the debacle that was Castle Slam, that I'm now going to rewrite that wrong.
Yeah.
At SummerSlam.
Castle Slam never happened.
We wouldn't have had Mega Slam. And, you know, the whole thing, like doing the Intrepid, I literally came up with that like that week because Rob and I were doing the New York Asian Film Festival. Yeah. We weren't too far away from the Intrepid. I remember walking around down there. I'm like, shit, you know, let's do a promo video in front of the Intrepid.
Yeah, you had the fanny pack anyway.
So I had the shirt, and you know, I'm like, you know, July 4th is like a few days away. Let's go down to the Intrepid and do this. So. Yeah, it's just like fun stuff like that. And, you know, I know eating contests, like that's been done to death, but we made it, you know, brand new and fun again. Yeah. And, you know, that was my aim for Turnbuckle Throwbacks, for Rant, for just hanging out with you guys, creating some memories, you know, whether you're, you know, a listener and God knows where interacting with us, You know, I don't even like to, you know, call these people fans. I'm calling them, you know, just friends, listeners, because at the end of the day, we end up like bullshitting and, you know, hanging out with them, whether it's like, you know, on Facebook or whatever. It was a Rob and I went to Madison Square Garden recently. We ran into Uptown Georgie.
Yeah.
So, oh, did you really?
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. He put up a photo on the rant.
There you go.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
I got a text message from Mr. X. He says, enjoy your day, Dave. Congrats. But come SummerSlam, your burial begins.
Ooh, you know,
how classy.
This is professional wrestling, so I'm not averse to any calling out during my speech, but you could text back Mr. X that I'm going to beat him so bad, I'm going to turn those cross eyes and make him see straight. So tell him to enjoy his time while it lasts.
You know,
and at SummerSlam, at Castle Slam, he could thank me.
You know what I like too, and I'll piggyback on what Dave was saying and what he's saying with between all of us, like the listeners and stuff. Like our peers, they get it. Like Tony C gets it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Double A gets it. Rob gets it. Like our peers get it, and that's fun. When everybody's on the same page and we're having a good time, makes you forget about all the negative shit that goes on behind the scenes. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, anyway.
And, you know, some of these moments are kind of, you know, rare, too. Like, I know, you know, one of our guests in the past was my good buddy, Zach Evanesh, over at the Underground Strength Gym. We did the War University at the Underground over in Edison. And, you know, a friend of mine listened to that interview. And I know he's not, like, a name in professional wrestling, but in fitness, like, this guy is the man. Yeah. So, you know, one of my good friends, you know, mentions like, damn, you had Zach Evanesh cry on your podcast.
Yeah.
And then you told him you had to wrap it up while he was crying. So,
right.
It's, you know, rare moments like that. You know, as funny as it was, you know, getting inside of a mind of like a guy who's very successful in what he does, but also to find out, you know, how, you know, working with people like the Ultimate Warrior and how professional wrestling has impacted their lives, too, to the point where a grown man can cry on the air.
Yeah.
Because, you know, his time, you know, being friends with the Ultimate Warrior meant that much to him. So, all I got to, you know, I don't even know what else to say. You know, I'm just grateful that, you know, first of all, that I'm even able to know you guys and help create this community that we have. Have people like, you know, Pastor being, you know, inducted as well, having an award, you know, named after, you know, Stevie Ray, Tank, and Problem Child. You know, that's what I'm in this for. I could care less if I'm in the Hall of Fame or not. So,
do you even think the Brits
having me here, just period.
Mega Power.
And thank you for inducting me into the first inductee into the Rant EM Hall of Fame.
Tony C wants to know if you want to thank the Brits.
Oh, fuck no. Fuck
no,
the Brits.
Said fuck that.
Absolutely not.
That's my guy.
That's my guy.
USA all the way.
Yeah, USA. You know, but seriously, and I still get feedback on stuff that we did, that Dave did with Tony C, whether it was the feud or the show they did together. Like, I remember being 30,000.
The White Lightning Black Hammer Power Hour.
I was up 30,000 feet in the air in an airplane. And I have Wi-Fi, and I'm getting text messages left and right from people. Like, this is insane. I'm getting Facebook messages. You guys are insane. You're out of control. And then I get and then I get like these messages from like salt, like servicemen and other show hosts. Like, yo, man, you guys are great, and the Rant is great, and Tony C and Double A, all those guys are great. So we're doing people a service. So to get for Dave to get his due, whether it's out of spite or not,
which doesn't matter. Right?
It doesn't matter.
Details, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it doesn't matter at this point because
I'm in. Damn it,
he's in. Right? It's like you know, it's like that pitcher who has 294 wins. You know, I gotta add Double A. He's trying to call in. So hold on a second. Let me try to add the boss man. But yeah. You know, it's like that pitcher who has 294 wins and he needs 300 to get in. You know? Let me get him in here. Hold on one second. He's checking in from the event.
Yeah.
So, is that what I'm talking about? Come on, man. I hate this fucking... This new Skype is terrible.
Hey.
Terrible. One second. Here we go. Let's see if I can do it now.
Did it work?
I don't know. Double A, you there?
No.
No? All right. Double A just messaged me. I'm trying to add you, but it's not letting me add you. Add to the call. Let's see. We'll see if that works. Dun, dun, dun. Is he on his phone or is he on the Skype? Now, he's got to be on the Skype. He won't let me add him.
His name on there. But...
His name is on here, but it's not letting me add him.
Is it his government name?
No, it's not his government
it's not
name.
Real,
should we ask him to call in? Or
he should use his real number.
You know what? Let me try to call him.
Give us his government name.
Let me try to call him on the... I'll do the mobile phone. See if that works. No, Nathan. Jesus what? Christ. I don't know. Tony...
You need me to hang up and call back in, Phil, so you can add him?
You want to do that? No, I'll
I can do that for you.
I'll add you to the call once I get this Jamook on.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
Thank you, bro. All right, let's try to get Double A back on because this is ridiculous.
So what's your first set of business now you're a Hall of Famer?
Now that I'm Hall of Famer?
Now Nick German Suplex.
Win the Mega Slam 2K17 tournament.
Oh, yeah, that's coming up right now, right?
Yeah.
Japanese American Pat Tanaka. All right.
I got two entries. I'm in there as myself and Tatanka.
Ooh. Yeah. All right, Nick, if you're listening, man, you got to call in 718-786-394. Now, my Skype is going off of my phone. Maybe I should log the Skype off my phone.
That could be it.
That could be it. Hold on a second. Let me add this. Let me log off. Balls. Here we go. Let me log off. Maybe that will work.
Are you going to hang this in your office?
I don't. I work in an open space office, so I can't really put this anywhere.
You have a cubicle.
I don't bring personal stuff to work.
It's an accolade.
I bring magnets to work. Yeah. I have like these little cabinets above me. I bring magnets. Like I have an Iron Fist one. I have Doctor Strange.
Nice.
I got the Enterprise. I have a Stormtrooper head. So.
Nerds.
Yeah, we are nerds. It's true. It's true.
Nerds.
Let's try to call.
There's Double A.
Let me try to call
trying
him.
Trying to get him.
Let me try to call him in there.
I'm
I don't know.
Behind the curtain.
Yeah. He's like Oz.
Still haven't seen his face.
I was looking forward to seeing his face.
Yo, he's a character.
You met him?
No, I know what he looks like, though.
Okay.
So.
Well, we know you definitely met Tony C.
Yeah, we had dinner. So. All right, it says I'm unavailable. How am I unavailable? I have. Hold on a minute.
How are we unavailable?
Oh,
we're live.
Hold on a minute.
We're live, pal.
Maybe that's why.
Let me hold on a second. Let me.
I'll do it again. Do it over.
What is it? What the hell?
And
yo, the Skype is fucking terrible, man.
Yeah, Skype sucks.
We'll be Turnbuckle Throwbacks without something fucking up, right?
Yeah. Specifically Skype.
Just Skype.
Let him call in.
I have to open because it was. I have to log back in. Hold on, Nick. I know you're listening. It's the fucking worst, man. One day I'll have equipment where it doesn't fault me.
One day.
One day it will be.
Fuck it. Fuck it.
Oh my God, I hear Marquise in the
back. Marquise?
Marquise is yelling at the TV.
Is it Marquise or Marquise?
Marquise.
You can say Marquise around Mikey?
Yeah, I told him what a queef was. I had to. Like, you know, what am I going to do?
Oh, Marquise.
When he's really gussied up, then he's Marquise.
Marquise. My wife likes to call him Marquise.
Marquise for cheesy.
Get some cheesy.
All right. Well, now my Skype isn't working.
Oh, okay.
So fuck it.
Fuck it.
No, I apologize. I'll get it back up in a minute. But while we're doing that, let's talk about our favorite WrestleMania moments.
Yes.
Our favorite WrestleMania is, I should say. Now you know my favorite's two.
Yeah.
Your favorite is what?
The first one I've ever saw was WrestleMania 3. That was my favorite.
So 3 is your favorite?
Yeah.
Rob?
I know you probably won't like this, but when Hogan got the strap from Yokozuna and Bret Hart told
WrestleMania. That was 9.
That was number 9.
That was 9. Okay. And Dave, your favorite is 6, right?
6. It's a tie between 5, 6, and 7.
5, 6, and
okay.
7.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All defining moments for myself.
Yeah. Let's see.
Nick just told me that we're unavailable. On Skype, that's why.
My Skype is... Now my Skype is not working. I don't understand why it's not working. I'm trying to make it available. Look, see, I'm going...
Yeah, yeah,
Yeah, it's not working. I don't know what's going on. It keeps saying offline. I don't know why.
I fucking hate this. I hate fucking Skype, man. It is the worst.
The Wi-Fi is working, obviously. I don't
know. Wi-Fi is working because we wouldn't be streaming if
exactly.
So
while you're trying to fix Skype, let's talk about WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Any favorite WrestleMania matches?
Well, for me, WrestleMania 5, the Mega Powers exploding. Macho that was Man a good versus match. Hulk Hogan. For me, that was like the ultimate feud.
Okay.
Hogan versus Warrior, WrestleMania 6, and Warrior versus Macho Man and the career, Macho King in the career.
That match is very underrated.
Actually, that's my very favorite WrestleMania match, period.
Yeah.
So.
Which is really good.
Yeah.
A lot of people, that match doesn't get talked about a lot. Which
yeah.
It's very sad because that match is very good.
It told like an incredible story. Not only was like a career on the line, it was the very first time like, you know, we kind of saw like these crazy false finishes.
Yeah.
And even though, you know, they did these crazy false finishes with like the eight like elbow drops off the top
yeah.
and the shoulder checks and like they didn't do it like again like that afterwards. So no. They kept it special to that match. And of course the reuniting of Miss Elizabeth and Macho Man
yeah.
afterwards. You know, you couldn't have written a better story.
I
actually
agree.
It's one of my regrets when I, you know, knew Warrior and, you know, I didn't ask him about that match and I've always been pissed off that I didn't.
From what I understand, another reason why that match could have been so great was because of the fact that him and Savage were such great friends.
Yeah.
Which was also probably another reason why the match was so good.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the Warrior trusted Macho in his wrestling ability because Macho was always very a stickler for every little detail in the match.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
George the Animal Steel wrote about and talked about in the past, Macho Man would have the script ready, and George the Animal Steel would just rip it up in front of his face.
Surprise!
nice. But, you know, Macho Man wanted his matches to be as perfect
exactly.
as they could be, you know? That's why the whole Savage Steamboat, you know, match is, you know, considered, like, the greatest WrestleMania match.
Yeah.
So
did he really talk like that in like real life? Just the way, you know, very intense and all that.
Well, not yelling all the time, but
just like, you know, the way I talk. This is a
he has a yeah. he was always known for, he always had a scruffy voice, but he wasn't as intense as you saw him on TV.
Okay,
but he was but his voice was very scruffy.
Yeah,
I'm so pissed off right now.
Oh.
Because we're killing time by talking about WrestleMania.
Right, my Skype won't fucking work. It won't let me go to, like, it keeps telling me it's unavailable.
That's
when,
weird.
When I log into it. Watch. So there's the, it won't let me click, see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute.
Mr. Mandingo's going to step in.
Yeah, because I overtime.
But the my next I would have to say the one match that really sticks out to me as well, and it's not an older one, as it's old, but it's not as old as, you know, the ones from the 80s and 90s. I really liked Kurt Angle versus Shawn at WrestleMania 21.
I was actually thinking that you were going to say that.
I love that match.
That match is incredible. Yeah.
It's unbelievable. The Kurt Angle imitating Shawn in every aspect leading up to the match on SmackDown.
I did not know that happened. That was amazing.
Oh, dude, you have to watch that.
Did Sherry come back just for that?
Sherry came back and then Angle puts Sherry in the ankle lock on SmackDown. It's really good.
And Angle had that amazing match with Marty Jannetty.
Yeah.
On SmackDown too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It was good stuff, man.
He was trying to get to Shawn Michaels in like in every possible way.
And Marty was in great shape for his age. I think he must have been like 55 at that time.
Something
he looked
like that.
Great. It was unbelievable.
Match was flawless.
It
was great.
I agree. Rob, any while you're working on the computer, you have any favorites?
Rob, the keyboard for that is right there.
Favorite matches. Was there a Scott Hall ladder match that was really good against
was there a Scott Hall ladder match?
Yeah, for WrestleMania.
There was a Shawn Michaels 10. And Scott Hall, Razor Ramon, that WrestleMania 10. That's
the most defining ladder match in history.
Probably history making ladder match, absolutely.
Yeah.
The first ever on WrestleMania.
Yep.
Wow, look at that.
Yep.
which was the first WrestleMania that I ever saw live on television.
Really?
Yeah, it was the first one. Second one I watched on the screen. I watched 3 on the screen, then I watched 10 on the screen.
Wow.
Yeah.
On the big close circuit.
Because all the WrestleManias that I got to see beforehand were on Coliseum home video, so
it says we're streaming.
All the stuff I saw in the past were all VHS tapes. Yeah, so WrestleMania 10 was the first one I actually got to see on TV live.
Did we lose our internet connection?
I think so. I don't know. But people can hear us, right?
I thought so.
No, because we had...
recording, but the internet is out.
Yeah, we are recording.
No, but the internet should be on, though.
Yeah, I'm just trying to go to our website. I think that's what the issue was.
It's weird, because...
Oh. We're having technical difficulties, folks.
Sorry, folks. We're trying our best over here. Wow.
Yeah, we lost the internet connection.
You got to be kidding me.
So I thought it wasn't... So click on the Wi-Fi.
Click on the Wi-Fi and on the big
symbol up there.
That's weird.
So you can listen to the Turnbuckle Throwbacks and get some IT work about how to get the internet working back on well.
It's true. It's damn true.
Oh, man.
Actually, for my friend's engagement party today, my friend's fiance's brother got a Kurt Angle like video message.
Okay.
You know, congratulating them on the wedding.
Okay.
So that was awesome.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
I mean.
So it wasn't my Skype, it was the internet connection.
Yeah.
Damn it. Are you serious right now? Oh, I'm pissed now. Because we had it all, everything was working yesterday. What's the problem now? But look, it says it's connected.
Yeah, that's what gets me.
Try that now.
That's different.
I know.
I'm
going to edit this part out of the
show. No, I'm just going to let it play. I mean, it is what it is.
I don't understand.
I'm going to record it and then whatever, upload it, make it a podcast.
Okay, now the internet's working there. Okay, there you go.
Okay. So try Skype again.
Might be back.
Try CNN.com and see if the dinosaur goes away.
Okay, there we go.
We're back.
Are we back?
No, make sure.
We're back.
We're back. Baby. We're in.
All right, now.
Rob, sorry, folks.
Make sure it says I'm available.
Yeah, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you're green. You're good, all dude. Right.
Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Rob. Again, folks, we're sorry about that. Just a little technical difficulty. Please. We got the host coming back on the chair.
Yeah, no. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Normally it's me.
It's all good in the hood.
Yeah, let's do that.
And that's my fault. I don't know what's going on with the Wi-Fi.
Yo, man.
Hopefully this doesn't happen during WrestleMania.
Oh, dude, don't say that.
Oh.
Knock on wood.
Knock on the wood.
Everybody stream to your phones.
Yeah.
This year's WrestleMania brought to you by Skype.
Fuck Skype.
Skype is terrible.
We should use a thing called Discord. That's what people use on like gaming and all that.
Really?
Yeah. Kind of put everything in a chat room.
What about the Uvu?
I don't know.
Uvu's another Skype out there.
Uvu.
Really? Oh, okay.
He's not answering.
You want to try Nick German?
Yeah, I guess so.
Get that punk on the line.
Yeah. What's his phone number? Oh, no, type, you know what, do me a favor, don't put on it yet.
Yeah, don't, 555, but.
Just, let me, just show it to me now.
What,
you have his number?
German, let me see. I hope I do.
867-5309.
X for Jenny.
Make it powers, what was that? 867.
301. No, don't give it to me.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
So.
I'll give it.
No. Just show it to me.
Everyone call Nick German and tell him how much of a piece of crap he is.
Do it.
Okay. 433. Here we go.
We'll see what happens.
All right. See if this works.
Phil, what's up?
Yo, man, we lost our internet connection. I apologize.
Hey, no worries at all, man.
What's up, brother?
How's everything?
Good, man. We're doing all right. What are you up to? Hello?
In the stadium here.
Ah.
Nice.
So how are your seats?
Seats are good. I was actually just going to take a video and throw it on there. In fact, I'll do that with my other friend. So me and AA tried to meet up, but it just didn't happen.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
well, we're gonna try to add him now because you guys are trying to call in. We lost our internet connection, so.
Yeah, we definitely tried. It's just too many people.
So how are your seats? Where are you guys sitting?
I'm in PO9. I'm about on the 40-yard line here. I'll throw this video up here that I'm taking right now.
Cool, cool.
On the site for you here.
So you're by the 40. How's the setup, man? How's the stage?
Dude, it is ridiculous. Like, you know, I'm sure you saw the thing on that the New Day did with the roller coaster and stuff, but TV just doesn't do it justice. It's incredible. They have the globe in the middle. It's like the Universal Studios. And then the roller coaster. But yeah, this setup is sick, man.
That's cool. So you enjoying the festivities? You had a good weekend?
Yeah, not bad. WrestleCon was good. I had to leave a little early for that to make sure I was well rested for the family stuff at Magic Kingdom, and then yesterday the NXT show was off the hook.
Yeah,
how was it on TV?
It was decent, man. We enjoyed it a lot. I enjoyed it. Obviously I enjoyed the tag team match. The Nakamura match was great. No, the matches were good.
NXT, oh yeah, the Authors of Pain are your boys, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. So, but that's good. Yeah.
What about Nakamura? It kind of seemed a little dead last night.
I don't know. I don't know if he was dead, Nakamura. I mean, I think he has to lower his speed to wrestle these guys. I don't think he's used to this. I don't think he's used to the
sports entertainment.
Yeah. I think he's just a strong style guy that has to get used to sports entertainment. I mean, he's been here for a year already, so I think he should be adjusting quite well, you know?
Let's keep in mind, he's also...
Oh, I completely agree. With the live crowd, though, it was kind of... The live crowd itself was just dead during that match. So, towards the end, they came to their feet, but, you know, in the beginning and middle of the match, it was just real dead and kind of underwhelming. The women's match, on the other hand, I thought it was awesome, and I love how they set up a return match, probably for Brooklyn.
Talk about the crowd for a second, because we'll be in Brooklyn. That's going to be fun. But talk about the crowd for a second.
Okay.
18,000 people, man. That's for a basketball.
18,000 last night?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it's kind of hard to hear you guys.
No, I'll get you up soon. I know it's really crazy busy over there. But 18,000 people,
no,
they packed out the friggin' place last night. So, you know.
Say one more time.
They said they packed the place out last night. It was sold out. Of a basketball arena.
Yeah.
So,
It was packed to the roof, man, and there were a couple sections there that were obviously the international crowd chanting back and forth, and then at one point, I think during the women, no, during, what's it say, it's, shoot, who made his debut last night? Aleister Black.
Yes,
the crowd
Tommy
started chanting, shut the fuck up at everybody.
Yeah. Well, listen,
so,
bro.
No, it was definitely a good crowd. I love being down here with a bunch of people from all over the world. I met a lot of people from different countries and stuff. It's really cool getting together with a bunch of people that all are passionate about the same thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, I agree. Absolutely. Well, listen, man, enjoy, man. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the night.
Thank you.
I'm sure you'll be posting plenty.
Thank you, guys. And I put a video up of the set on the site for you.
Yeah, man. Just keep posting pictures. We'll enjoy them.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, brother. Be safe.
Later, my friend.
All right, you too.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Nick German Suplex.
Yep.
So when are we doing this tournament?
I don't know.
You guys can go start if you want now.
I'm going to start it now and go.
Yeah. We're going to do what we're going to give our predictions. And,
what I'm
going
to say is Nakamura instead of Shane, and then he's going to go to SmackDown.
All right, let's
You calling that?
I'm calling it.
Okay.
All right, let's break down the card.
Prediction: Pain.
Pain. Let's break down the card, and then we'll wrap it up. I don't think you know.
Okay.
So,
I got 3 minutes with you.
All right. So,
you guys.
Thank you.
Later.
All right.
See you soon, my friends.
Amigos. All
right. So you guys don't want to stay for predictions? You good or?
Nah. We'll watch it and find out.
All right, boys. We'll see you later.
See you soon.
All right, Choppy 9, put your cans back on.
That's right.
Put your cans back on. All right, so we know New Day is hosting. Let's talk about the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
Who are the participants in this? Do we know yet?
No, everybody who's not wrestling.
Oh, okay. I don't know who's gonna. All right, my, so I guess who do you predict as?
I'm taking Sami Zayn.
Oh, he's in it?
Yeah. I think he's gonna eliminate the Big Show.
I think Braun Strowman's gonna win it.
Braun Strowman's gonna win it?
Yeah, hands down.
Okay, that's fair.
The guy's a beast.
That's fair. The Cruiserweight Championship is now going to be, I think,
the kickoff show.
It's not going to be on a kickoff show, I don't think.
I thought it was on the pre-show.
That they moved it. I'm not sure. Either way.
Neville versus Austin Aries.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great match. It's going to be tough. That's a tough one. My heart wants Austin Aries to win it, but I still feel like Neville's going to retain.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna agree with you. I'm going to agree with you.
Yeah.
I think Austin Aries gives Neville the rub. I think this drags out the feud.
Yeah.
I don't follow 205 Live.
Me neither.
So I don't know the whole story. I know Neville is a great heel.
I think Neville, his character's gotten really good ever since he turned heel.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to keep leave the strap on him for a longer period of time.
Yeah.
I really want Austin Aries to get the strap, but I think Neville's going to keep it.
Okay. So there you go. All right. SmackDown Women's Match Championship match.
I think I'm thinking it might go to Naomi.
She had to drop it.
She had to drop it because due to injury, and she's back now. I think she's going to get it back.
Yeah. So I'm going to take Naomi as well. Now, your Raw Tag Team Champion.
The ladder match.
Triple Threat ladder match. Gallows and Anderson defending against Enzo and Kaz versus Sheamus and Cesaro. Now, first of all, for everybody that's saying that Enzo and Kaz deserve it, they deserve it. When you put yourself out there and you're telling people that they deserve it, tell me why. Is it because they're over? Because as much as I love Enzo and Kaz, I don't think Enzo's a great performer. I think he's really good on the stick. He's amazing on the stick. I just don't think he's that material. I think they're more of like, I don't want to call them the modern day like Bushwhackers, but like they're comedic, they're funny, they're old. I mean, I know big things are for, and no pun intended, but big things are in store for Big Kaz.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I think they'll win the titles. I don't think it'll be tonight.
I agree with you. To me, I believe Enzo and Cass are the modern day New Age Outlaws right now. That's a fair assessment, would you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, you know, you had Road Dogg, who was the talker.
Right.
And you had Billy Gunn, who was the worker. And I feel like Big Cass is a much, much better, for a guy his size, a much better worker than Enzo. And Big Cass, even though he's not the greatest talker, he does have some upside to him. And I agree that Enzo is not a great worker, but he's still passable as long as he stays as an attack team. Now, if he does like singles, it's going to be I think he might get lost in a shuffle. But the only thing that's going to save him is the fact that he's great on the stick. I agree with you. I think that they will win the titles, but not tonight. No.
Go to Turnbuckle Throwback's Facebook page. Nick German posted a awesome video from his seats.
Okay, cool. Oh, he's pretty close.
He's pretty close.
Yeah, he is.
So that's cool.
So we're eliminating Enzo and Cass from this equation. So now, who do you think between Cesaro and Sheamus and Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson?
I'm thinking that Gallows and Anderson are going to retain. I'm not saying Enzo and Kaz aren't going to win, but they just gave the belts to. And Gallows and Anderson, like, you know, they've been here for a minute. Like, you're going to piggyback it off them for Mania? You know? I don't know.
I think, I honestly think Gallows and Anderson are going to retain. It took them a year just to get those straps and just to have them only for like a month and a half and just drop it right away. It makes no sense to me.
Correct.
I think that we're going to have a really, really good match here between the triple threat ladder match, but I still think Gallows and Anderson will retain.
Yep. Okay.
But I do expect some great things from Cesaro in this match. think it's going to be some awesome
stuff.
Well,
there's going to be that's the cool thing, too. Like, they're all going to get their spots in.
Exactly.
You know, I'm a Carl Anderson guy, so...
Oh, I love Carl Anderson.
I'm hoping he does some stuff, too. Okay, so you're taking...
I'm taking Anderson and Gallison right, win this.
So we agree on that as well. Yeah. Okay. IC title match, Dean Ambrose defending against Baron Corbin.
Corbin wins.
Yeah, we agree again. I think this is his time.
He has to win the strap. I mean, come on.
They put too much stock in him.
Yeah.
And I know people are not liking him. I am.
He's getting better. Did you see? He's been main eventing most
That's
of
the matches. That's what I've been saying this for how long?
He's been main eventing a lot of the SmackDown
I've
matches.
I've been saying this for how long? The guy needs to work more.
Yeah.
I think he's a good worker. People are like, no, he sucks. He's not.
Okay. He's not the best stick man, but let's be realistic.
He can work.
He can work, man.
And he's a big man.
Yeah.
He's
been having some great matches. I think he's going to get the strap.
Yeah. I agree. All right. Hold on one second here. Let's see, as the crowd's getting restless back there.
Yeah.
We got to wrap it up soon.
Start ordering some food.
Yeah. John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maryse.
John Cena and Nikki Bella.
Yeah. Did you see the training video?
That was hysterical.
Yeah, we talked about that yesterday at lunch. Yeah.
Maryse looked like she didn't know what the hell she was doing. And Miz looked like a direct copy of Daniel Bryan doing those kicks to John Cena's face on the pad. It was great.
It's pretty funny.
It was.
It's pretty funny.
So, yeah, John Cena and Nikki Bella wins, and then John Cena proposes to Nikki Bella at the end of the match.
Really?
That's what I've heard. That's what I'm predicting.
Ooh, we're going to have a wedding at SummerSlam.
We're going to have a wedding. Ooh. The match made in heaven part two.
Ooh, yeah. Hope she puts out. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Your United States Heavyweight Championship match. Next on the docket, you have Chris Jericho defending against Big KO, Kevin Owens.
I know who's going to win this.
So... You know what I'm saying? I know this is crazy, but I think Jericho's going to retain.
No way.
You think KO's going to win?
KO's going to win this, and I'll tell you why. Jericho is going away for a little bit.
He has Fozzy obligations.
He has got a Fozzy obligations coming up.
But not until May, though, right?
Doesn't matter. He still has to get prepared for that. I'm thinking Kevin Owens is going to win this.
I want to agree with you.
Kevin Owens is getting the strap, dude.
I want to agree with you, but I think Y2J retains.
We'll have to wait and see tonight, then.
We'll have to wait and see tonight. Your Raw Women's Championship match, Bayley defending against Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, and Nia Jax.
This one's tough for me.
So, why is it that they give Nia Jax this beast role, they give her shit music, and they make her vulnerable when she's fucking 6'3", 270 pounds. Why is it that she's not the clear favorite? Tell me why she shouldn't be the clear favorite to win this match.
Why Nia Jax shouldn't win?
Why she should win? And why is she not being billed as this beast, as the female beast incarnate?
I have I like Nia Jax. I think she's a good big woman. I think the problem is that aesthetically she's appealing. If you look at it, let's be realistic, she's not ugly. The girl, she's and most you know, she's not a Karma. She's like looks wise, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah,
and I don't see her as a monster. She's a big lady, but I think she. But the problem is that I just think that she's too pretty. She's not a monster.
Okay.
That's my biggest problem with Nia Jax, but she's good. I like her.
All right, so I want to pick Nia Jax, but
so do I.
But I don't think she's going to win.
I don't think so either. I think Bayley's going to retain.
You taking Bayley for the retain?
I think she's going to retain, dude.
I think Sasha Banks is going to take it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why'd you say that?
She's got that Daniel Bryan factor going on right now. She's like the underdog. She was hurt. Now she missed. Now the trust is within the girls. Like, they don't like each other all of a sudden. Either way, somebody's going to cry after the match. They cry.
They cry. Next.
12 matches, I think.
It's a big pay-per-view today.
Shane McMahon taking on AJ Styles.
Okay, our boy Rob predicted that Shane McMahon is going to drop out of this match and Nakamura is going to take his place. If that happens, the roof is going to blow off that stadium. And that's, I think that would be the show stealer right there.
If Nakamura comes in, does he beat AJ?
No. No so way.
AJ beats him?
AJ beats him. You come on, man.
New Japan rematch.
AJ didn't win his WrestleMania debut match. He has to win today.
Oh, man.
I want AJ. AJ has to win it, regardless if Nakamura comes in or not.
Wow.
I love Nakamura. Don't get me wrong. I love Nakamura, but AJ has to win this. And it's going to be a show stealer if that happens. But if it's Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles, I still think AJ Styles is going to win it no matter what.
Kickoff show is streaming live right now on the network. Go to WWE.com.
Okay.
I'm sorry to get back to the match.
No, it's okay.
I don't think Nakamura is coming in today. Excuse me. I'm taking AJ Styles.
Okay, I'm with you. AJ Styles all the way.
Shane McMahon will get his spot off the fucking on a table and whatever and do his thing, but
I'm just kind of interested in this match because it's just a straight wrestling match. There's no hardcore elements to this match, so it's going to be interesting to see what Shane does.
Yeah, here's the match I've been looking forward to, and I told Mr. X this too the other day this morning. I'm really looking forward to Triple H and Seth Rollins.
Me too. It's the only match that I could see that, first off, it's a non-sanctioned match, which means there's going to be some type of like
table. Some kind of swerve, yes, some kind of interference. But I think Seth Rollins is playing off like he's hurt more than he is just for the gimmick.
Of course.
Right? Triple H has this new stable apparently in the wings.
In the works, yeah, exactly.
Of Joe and Kevin Owens.
Yep.
Which is genius, by the way. But I think Seth, if there's shenanigans, Triple H will win. If there's no shenanigans, I think Seth Rollins will win.
I think there's going to be shenanigans either way. I think what's going to happen is Samoa Joe is going to step in and try to interfere in a match, and I think that's when Finn Balor comes in to make the save, and then Seth Rollins wins.
Right, right, right.
But I've also heard rumors that there's supposed to be a fourth guy in this stable. You remember Mr. Pete Dunne from the UK tournament?
Oh, yeah.
There's rumors going around that he might be the fourth guy for the Triple H group.
Oh.
So I'm cool with that because he's a young guy. He's only 22 or 23 years old. I could see that happening.
That's the guy with the penguin teeth.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. He's a tiny little guy, but he reminds me of Fit Finlay a little bit.
Yeah.
He's got that look. He's got that stocky look.
Yeah.
But he's a badass dude, and I like him. He's the one who was really hated in that tournament. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But to go back to this match, Seth Rollins wins.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Seth Rollins. I'm taking Seth Rollins as well. Your two title matches.
Okay.
Okay. You got, and we'll get into, I skipped one on purpose because we'll get, they're supposed to be main eventing, so.
Okay.
So we'll get into that in a minute. U.S. Universal Champion, I'm sorry, not U.S., Universal Champion, Bill Goldberg defending against Brock Lesnar. I think we both agree Goldberg cannot win this match.
Absolutely not.
If he wins this match, it's terrible booking. Doesn't give Brock any credibility. Goldberg has been in the ring at least 6 minutes since his return. 6 minutes total. That's with the Rumble. That's with the matches with Brock and all the other shit. 6 minutes. I don't see this match go more than 10 minutes.
If they're smart, they'll keep it under 5 minutes because we all know Goldberg is too fucking old to go anymore.
Right.
Case in point, what you just said before, he's wrestled only a total of 6 minutes.
Right.
It's complete asinine bullshit that this man is the Universal Champion.
Correct.
So I do see Lesnar beating him, and I do see Lesnar hitting the F5 at least 3 or 4 times for him to get this title. Because they're going to have to make Goldberg look strong, and that's the only way I can see Goldberg looking strong is if Brock Lesnar does multiple F5s to beat Goldberg.
Okay. And also, again, if Brock Lesnar doesn't win this match,
it's awful booking.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, okay? I agree.
Okay. Your WWE Heavyweight Championship match.
I'm excited for this one.
Bray Wyatt defending against Randy Orton. See this match go either way as well. You know, Bray Wyatt should have been champion long time ago.
I think Bray Wyatt should have been champion 2 years ago.
Randy Orton looking so good in the ring the last couple of months since his return.
He's been there's some added fire into Randy Orton these last couple of months.
Yeah,
I think like he wants to prove to the company and to the fans that he can still go. And there's no question about it. Randy Orton can still go no matter what. Is he a great talker on the mic? No, he's not. But he's a great, great worker. And if you would have put Randy Orton in the 80s in Mid-Atlantic with the Horsemen, he would have fit perfectly in that time period. Because he's so smooth. He's so fluid. He's perfect. As to who's going to win this match, I'm going to have to say Bray Wyatt wins this and retains.
I'm going to say Randy Orton.
Really? Why is that?
I think it makes the story more intriguing. I think it's got potential to drag. And I think we'll get double A on this call real quick. We'll get back to it in a minute.
Sure.
Boss, I'm really sorry about that, man.
No, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I know that the internet connection here is actually kind of stuffy, so... So, I figured something was up.
Right? Cool. Yeah, we're gonna wrap up soon because we might lose the internet again. So
that's more than okay. I didn't get to kick Nick's ass. He got into the building before I did.
Yeah.
So that's all right. I'll track him down later.
Yes.
But yeah, the feeling is something else here in the bowl. We'll by the set. I don't know. I texted you a picture. I don't know if you got it. Give you an idea of the monstrosity of it is. Of course, I'll tell you guys something later that happened. Can't talk about it right now. but it's something else. So I'll talk to you guys later. Enjoy the show, and I'll hit you guys up when everything is all said and done.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, definitely enjoy the show. Definitely hit us up on the Facebook. Definitely post some pictures from your seat. We're dying to see where you're sitting.
I give you guys authority to not only burn that shirt that you know who is wearing, but to throw him out of the building if he gets unruly.
It's already been removed.
Yeah,
Rob had special shirts made up for us for today.
I mean, if I were you, I'd use that that shirt to flush down the John.
Okay. Well, we don't want to clog Choppy's toilet. He doesn't own the building, so.
Oh, well, dude. Shit happens, and so does that shirt.
Hey, absolutely, boss. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, brother. All right, enjoy.
Talk to you guys later.
You
later,
will, brother. Sir. All right.
Later, guys. Bye.
So look at that. We had correspondents from Florida, from Orlando, from the bowl, from WrestleMania. It's really cool. Anyway, I'm taking Randy Orton. I think it moves the storyline along.
I'm taking Bray Wyatt only because in the storyline, Randy Orton burned down his freaking... house where the ruins of Sister Abigail were there. So I'm thinking like Bray Wyatt has something to prove over here, and he wants to make sure that he beats the crap out of Randy Orton. I think Bray Wyatt's going to win this.
I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right too, because who's to say that this won't prolong the story? You still got to think that Randy Orton's going to want another shot at the belt.
Absolutely.
So either way, whoever wins, I think this is going to prolong the story, but I still think Bray Wyatt's going to win this.
Okay, that's fair enough. Fair enough. All right. So we're about 30 minutes away from the start of the pre-show.
Yes.
Of the kickoff show.
Yep.
We'll wrap this up real quick with our last prediction, which is rumored to be the main event. Roman Reigns against The Undertaker.
Okay. This is going to be tough.
So... I think Roman Reigns, my opinion, has to win this match. The progression of his character, as much as they hate him, the fans hate him, this can be the start of something really good for him. If he beats Taker and has a mean streak to him, it might escalate him to a higher level of heel than he was when he was with the Shield. Because now he's a heel, but now he's on his own. He's got a little bit of character to him. He's got a bit of a history now as a main event guy. On the other hand, it's Undertaker. He wins one. He fucking fights once a year, and it's, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I mean,
so you know, as much as I want Reigns to win, I feel like they're going to give it to Taker. I don't want him to win. I feel like they're going to fucking give it to him. And then just bury Roman Reigns more than the fans are burying him now. What are your thoughts on that?
If Roman Reigns is to be solidified as the face of this company, I agree with you. He has to beat Undertaker. It has to happen. I mean, the guy is the big dog, the new dog in the yard, right?
Yep.
And he's even said it. And he's even said, "This is my yard now, Taker, and you're done. You're out of here. You're pretty much going out to pasture." So, I predict that for Roman Reigns to be solidified as the face of the company, Roman Reigns beats The Undertaker tonight and goes on to being the biggest heel of the company and starts developing a little bit of a character now. And I guarantee you, once Roman Reigns becomes a heel, maybe 6 months from now, we will see a face turn from Roman because people are going to start cheering him. I have a feeling this is what should have been done a while ago.
Okay.
Because what happened? Remember when The Rock first debuted? Nobody liked him.
Right.
They turned him a heel, and then within a year, he became a babyface. About a year.
Yeah. So well, that's what happened with Roman Reigns. He was in the Shield for like a year.
He was in the Shield for like a year, maybe 2 years,
and then they made him a face.
They made him a face. The only problem with that, it was the wrong time to make him a face at that time because Daniel Bryan was still the main player.
Right. Exactly.
So what's going to happen is they're going to turn him heel. Having him beat Undertaker, and then, you know, maybe 6-7 months from now, they're going to make him a babyface because people are going to start cheering him.
Gotcha. All right.
That's just my opinion.
So there you have it, boys and girls. That's our predictions. I hope you enjoyed our show tonight.
I hope you enjoyed WrestleMania tonight because keep in mind this is WrestleMania Day.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So let's. I want to thank everybody for calling in today.
Please, yeah, thank you, Pastor.
Double A, Pastor Sadell, congratulations. Mega Powers and Rob for joining us. Congratulations,
Tony C,
Double A, Nick German Suplex,
Nick German. Yep.
I want to thank everybody who joined us in the chat at the Twitch. We did the Twitch today. The guys had a bunch of fun doing that. Sorry, oh, yeah. You missed out, but now you have all the tools to do it. So.
Yeah.
Of course, join us tonight after the rant. I'm sorry, after the WrestleMania. Will Morgan's doing the post show for Mania.
Yeah, he is.
Go to TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/TurnbuckleThrowbacks. 15% off all our shirts right now.
Yep.
Go get that. Support all our friends on the network, Shining Wizards Network, RantEMRadio.com, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. All the happy horse shit. We'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. Enjoy WrestleMania, man. Take it in. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your family. Have some good food. Enjoy why you love pro wrestling.
Don't shit on the product. Just enjoy it for what it is. There's going to be good matches on here.
Right. And if you're a baseball fan, enjoy baseball.
Yeah, it's opening day, right?
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah.
So on behalf of my partner, Choppy, I'm the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, bidding you adieu. Reminding you, please, avoid the clap. Don't get arrested. Don't say the N-word unless you're Tony C. And Rage looked terrible today.
He looked like a dish rag.
Fucking dish rag with his gay shirt. Good night, guys. We love you.
Good night. Thank you very much, guys.
Have a good time.
Enjoy. I'm ready, pull up on her with the Chevy. Real talk when the lights turn green. Give me what I ask for. I got a passport. Mr. International, I hit the airport. If you knew the kind of work that I transport, that Rihanna do me dirt to the crash course. I like the cleanest, greenest, leanest. Arena Venus, flow of genius. Smoking Phoenix, you never seen this. I have a dream this. That 200 on the dash got me fiending. So I'm trying to ride out.